And if you wanted to check out a boat, you'd go to the
library.
And mail a package.
Post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a
motel or hotel.
And you'd see a play or a movie.
It's theater.
And if you had to have an operation, you'd go into the
hospital.
And the woman would look after you.
Nurse.
And you'd catch a train at the
depot.
Or you could call at the
railway station.
And say, well, if you have a piece of furniture and it's too big to fit square in the corner, so instead you put it across like this, so there's space between the furniture and the corner. You say the furniture is sitting
catty-corner.
Okay. How else do you use that word catty-corner?
Rags. We use it to say we're sending a catty corner to the curb or catty corner to the other car or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you'd use it.
And before they had buses in town, they used to have
cabins.
Or something that had a wire above it and ran on rails.
Oh, you mean those old transit deals like you still got in New Orleans, what they call them? I don't know what they call them.
Do you have your electric car, street car? Okay. And you tell the bus driver, this next corner is where I want.
Get off.
And you say, here in Pearl River County, Poplarville is the...
Poplarville is what?
It's
county seat.
Okay. And if you were a postmaster, you'd be working for the federal
government.
And the police in town are supposed to maintain
law and order.
And before they had the electric chair, murderers were
probably hung.
Okay, and you said the man went out and what himself?
Hung himself.
And the fight between the North and the South was called the
Civil War.
Any other names for that?
North and South, Blue-Gray War, we heard that, you know. War, slavery, everything, you know.
Are people still very conscious of being, you know, Southerners as opposed to?
Probably so, I am.
I mean, how do they still feel sort of an identity with Confederates, you know?
Oh yeah, and you probably still got your northern colonies, rednecks and everything else. I mean, people still pleasing Mississippi at niggers, you know, got chained up every night or something, you know.
Did they what?
Chained up at night. So.
Is there much resentment because of the civil rights movement here?
No.
I mean, the, you know, the people coming down from the north?
No, you know. The South is getting all your tourist business. So, I mean, people's on the move. They're coming south and they're going north.
Yeah, I've never thought of it that way. I remember in my high school at pep rallies, they'd always take out a Confederate flag, you know, start waving it around. And people still, you know, over 100 years after the war, they still seem to have an attachment to the Confederate flag.
Well, we used to have them here instead of schools at federal courts, and we couldn't have them, you know.
You used to fly the Confederate
flag?
When did they say you couldn't fly?
When George Wallace put the Confederate flag over the United States flag in Alabama.
He did?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear about that. When?
Yeah, 2 years ago, I believe. 2.5, maybe 3 years ago.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They've got to come mad, huh?
Oh, yeah. Faye's got upset.